Hey, this is Eric Name of The Athletic. You're listening to Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN, WTLX Monona, Madison, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, getting you ready for semifinal two. West Salem, Pewaukee. West Salem, the 3 seed. Pewaukee, the 2 seed. Winner takes on Wisconsin Lutheran in the state championship game tomorrow. We were just talking off the air, Dennis and I, where Dennis Semmer, Alex Strofe with you. We've had 7 state tournament games thus far. This will be number 8 upcoming between West Salem and Pewaukee. 3 of them have been decided by last second shots. Pretty hot start here at the Kohl Center. Dennis, we got about 1 minute. It's time now to take a look at the Canopy Keys to the Game, brought to you by Canopy Wealth Management, which has a balanced approach to help guide you through a complex and ever-changing landscape. Canopy serves as a partner, advocate, and steward to help achieve your goals with confidence. They believe that values matter and strengthen the community. When you work with Canopy, care, confidence, and clarity is a tagline. It's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Let's take a look at the game plan for each team, Dennis.
All right, starting with 3 seed, West Salem Panthers. Somehow control Nick Janowski, make sure he doesn't go crazy. Well, he's averaging
about
32 points a game. Number two, have to make shots to be successful, and they shoot very well from the floor. Rebound, limit the second chance shots, limit their possessions.
And on the other side.
Rebounding, control the defensive boards, win the points in the paint, and post a 1.5-1 assist-to-turnover ratio. That means be efficient on offense.
There you go.
And don't turn it over.
As Cage the Elephant once said, ain't no rest for the wicked. When we come back, we meet your starting lineups and tip off semifinal two in Division Two, right here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Semifinal number 2 in Division 2. Wisconsin Lutheran has already punched their ticket to tomorrow's Division 2 state championship game. Who will join them? Will it be West Salem, the back-to-back runners-up in Division 3, or their rival Pewaukee Pirates, who have won back-to-back-to-back 3 straight state championships here in Division 2? Dennis Semra, Alex Strofe on hand with you here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Starting lineups brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health, proud to support student athletes from around the area and across the state, and wish all participants the best in this state tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. We will start with West Salem, starting for the Panthers, a senior. Number 1 to Marion Henderson, averaging a team-high 19.5 points per game. A senior guard, Joe Sullivan. A junior guard, Kyle Healy. A junior forward, Carter Pontius. And a sophomore guard, Nathan Dilliber. That's the starting lineup for West Salem under head coach Mark Wagner. 28-2 on the season. 25-3 on the season, 12-0. In conference play. On the Pewaukee side of things, Dennis, we've seen this team a few times this year, and they're sticking with the normal 5. A senior guard, Owen Hake. A junior guard, Carson Osterman. The junior wing, Luka Momchilovic. The junior point guard, Isaiah Robinson. And the Nebraska commit, the senior, averaging 31.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game, Nick Janowski. That is the starting 5 for head coach David Burkemper, the former Badger, in his 6th year at the helm of Pewaukee. Think about that. 6 years at the helm, playing for his 4th state title this weekend. That's pretty absurd for Coach Burkemper.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's got 5 kids. His wife's a saint, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
And when the team played in Chicago, he actually brought him onto the trading floor in Chicago. Nick Janowski got to ring the closing bell on the stock exchange.
Wow.
How cool is that for a kid? But, yeah, I'll tell you, Coach Burkemper was a 6'1" guard. He was a captain his senior year here. And by the way, they have the number 3 on their warm-up shirts. He said, we're not arrogant that we won 3 in a row. The 3 actually stands for their 3 pillars: trust, play hard, and be a great teammate.
Pretty
simple.
Pretty right? Good pillars.
Followed by those rules: trust each other, play hard, and be good. How hard is that? Very difficult sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
For teenagers.
Clearly
too.
Not for Pewaukee. Nope. You mentioned it before, Dennis. Nick Janowski, among the other seniors on this team, but Nick Janowski's contributed since his freshman year. He's looking for his 4th state title. That does not happen very often, especially to be one that contributes.
Yeah, he scored 2,254 points coming into this game. He's been over 45 times this season. His actually high, 46, was against Milwaukee Academy of Science a year ago. 45 is his best this year. We'll see if he can top it.
Momchilovich and Henderson will do the duties at center court. Ball is up. We are underway. And Momchilovich won that one pretty handedly. Dennis, 6'8". And here we go. Pewaukee will start things off. Janowski works it right side to Isaiah Robinson. Robinson goes top of the key. Momchilovich inside to Janowski, middle of the lane. Pops it back out for Robinson, wide open on the right wing. Now stops at the free throw line. Works it to a cutting Osterman. Osterman pulls it back out, sets things up. Now flicks it in the direction of Janowski, back to Osterman. Osterman bounce pass to a cutting Janowski, who lays it in on the backdoor cut. He's on the board for the first bucket of this semifinal. On ball or off ball, he does it all.
Get that first one. Got to feel pretty good.
Sullivan controls for West Salem. Gives it up to Henderson, who will pull a three in the face of Janowski. That rattles out, no good. Rebound picked up by Robinson of Pewaukee, and here come the Pirates.
Interesting to see who's starting out on Janowski.
Janowski fades away, left short corner, sinks it.
Joe Sullivan gets the first job, but it's going to be by committee, according to head coach
Mark
Boynton.
It's probably going to have to be. He's got 4 points already. Here's a nice drive and a bucket for Kyle Healy, a floater off the backboard. Good. Make it 4-2 Pewaukee lead, just a minute 15 in.
Healy having a great year, almost 17 points a game. Got him going early.
Osterman gives it to Janowski on the right wing. Janowski splits 2 defenders, floats one up, almost sunk that one. No good, though. Pulled away by West Salem. And here come the Panthers, 3-on-2 in transition. Bounce pass, stolen away by Osterman. Another turnover for West Salem. Pewaukee all over him. Osterman kicks to Robinson, right wing. Robinson, top of the key for Hake. Hake will drive with the left hand, crosses over at the free throw line, kicks right corner for Osterman. Back to Hake, now left side, Momchilovich. Pump fakes in the left wing, back out. Wide open for Janowski, 3, yes! He's got all 7 Pewaukee points, 7-2 Pirates lead.
Tamarian Henderson had him that time. It got sucked inside, and Janowski, the kick out wide open, 3 from the left wing.
Janowski, 3-for-4 from the field, has all 7 of Pewaukee's points. Here's a 3-point from Sullivan. Yes, nothing but net for Joe Sullivan. Makes it 7-5. Joe Sullivan, only 5'9", but knocks that one down from downtown. Hake backing down the 5'9" Sullivan. Hake, 6'2". Robinson from the left wing will drive now. The ball just knocked out of his hands. Will stay with Pewaukee underneath their own hoop.
Yeah, Sullivan's probably their best on-ball defender for West Salem. But 5'9 versus 6'3, that's an unfair matchup.
Indeed. As Momchilovich catches the inbound high above the right wing, hands off to Janowski, then gives him a screen so he can work it toward the baseline. Nice pick and roll, leads to a wide open Robinson on the opposite side, drives, missed the layup, too much on that one. Rebound finally pulled away by Dilliber of West Salem. Back the other way now. Healy will drive to the left corner, now pulls it back out, top of the key for Henderson. Henderson directing some traffic, gets a screen at the top. Crosses over against Momchilovich, will drive against him, spins middle of the lane, pump fake, layups up, nice. And layup is good for Tamarian Henderson.
He's the University of Mary, Bismarck, North Dakota recruit.
And he just tied this game at 7. 14 and a half minutes to go in half number one.
So it's Janowski 7, West Salem 7.
Indeed. That is indeed what the box score says. Janowski swings the elbow, steps back, pulls the triple. Oh, my goodness, Nick Janowski. 10-7. He's got all 10. He's yelling at the crowd. the Nebraska commit fired up on his future rival's home floor here in Madison.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do stats for him with Nebraska for 4 years.
Well, you've been doing stats for him for the last 4 years in the state championship games. Dennis, get used to it.
Yeah, right.
Missed shot by West Salem. Rebound picked up by Janowski. Splits a defender. Pass underneath the Momchilovich. Nasty assist by Nick Janowski. Bucket good for Luka Momchilovich. Make it 12-7. My birthday is the score.
Oh, yeah, 12 points. Janowski held to 14 by Stoughton last week. They really did a good job of trying to get the ball out of his hands, but he did so much help.
Henderson sinks a long jumper in the face to Janowski. Make it 12-9. He almost tripped over Pewaukee coach Bert Kemper as he faded away on the Pewaukee sideline. Back the other way. Osterman, their best three-point shooter, rattles out, no good. Excuse me, Owen Hake on the shot, not Osterman. Nonetheless, no good. So West Salem comes along with the rebound. 12-9 remains the score. 13-13 to play in the first half. Here's an open look from the corner for Sullivan for three. That rattles off the front of the rim. No good. And a foul will be called against Carter Pontius of West Salem. First foul of this one about 5 minutes in.
I like that. Nice rebound there for Hake.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania in the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a newer used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. At Zimbraconda.com. 12-9, 13:07 to play in the first half. Nick Janowski's got 10 of those 12.
One of the best high school shooters I think I've ever seen. All-time leading scorer, Anthony Pieper, Wasaki. He could fill it up. Travis Tuttle, here's a guy that crossing mid-court, he'd be putting up threes. He was just a dead-eye shooter. Best Madison area, probably Rick Olson. Madison La Follette, 1982 state champion. Played here for Wisconsin. If the three-point shot would have been in effect for all 4 years for Rick, he would have buried the Wisconsin scoring record. He was that great a shooter.
And that is your history lesson brought to you by the Dean, Dennis Semrau.
Thinking of that, well, we got the Badgers up here by 10 over Northwestern.
Yeah, Badgers leading in the quarterfinal of the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis, 62-52, about 6.5 to play in that one. They were down early, but able to come back and now up double digits. Let me make the announcement that our producer back in the Everlight Solar Studio, Riley Yauch, made during one of our commercial breaks. The Badgers are back. And so is this Division II state semifinal.
So, yeah.
Pewaukee ball. Hake drives the baseline, spins the elbows, kicks it back up top of the key for Robinson. Robinson dribbles with the left hand, has some space, thinking about pulling the shot. He does. He gets it to Momchilovich, batted out of bounds. We'll stay with Pewaukee.
By the way, if Pewaukee gets to the title game, Janowski needs 12 assists to set the school record in assists. He's buried it in points in the season, most game played, 112 in wins, 107. Think about that.
So does that mean he's 11 assists away with one here?
11 assists now from the school record. Pretty good for a guy with 2,200 points.
Not bad. He's pretty good at everything. West Salem with the ball. Henderson, right wing, gets a screen top of the key. Hake still with him, though. Henderson, no look, pass underneath, reverse layup is missed, though, by Carr. Nathan Carr, who's checked in for the first time. All the way, coast to coast, Nick Janowski to the rack, left hand up and good. 14-9, Janowski has 12 of those. Healy drives, missed the layup. Offensive rebound, though, picked up by Sullivan. Sullivan sets back things back up, rather gets the top of the key to Micklig. Pulls a three. He missed it.
Yeah, struggling a little bit here from the field.
Drive, kick to the corner. Farah thought about it. I think he traveled. No, called for a foul as West Salem.
The West Salem fouls number two, George
Sullivan.
First personal, second team foul. Carson on scrimmage, back kick for Pewaukee, along with Luka Momchilovich.
Got to love two. We had two well played games. First one and this one so far. Limited foul situations.
I like that as well. Here's the inbound from Hake. Gets it to Janowski on the left wing. 1 foot inside the arc, 1 foot outside. Now he drives in, steps back at the right elbow, sinks it. Nick Janowski. 14 points. It's 16-9.
Why is that? His record's 46. He hasn't had it this year, so I think he'd like to go out with a 50. And 51 is the record.
Healy just drove the lane, made the shot and the foul. The opportunity to make this a four-point game at 16-11. Foul goes against Carson Osterman. That's the first against Pewaukee. Made the free throw as well.
West Salem can stick with it. It's a very good program. Sound. They love to score, though. They're averaging 83 points a game coming in. And they love the three ball.
Janowski gives it up to Osterman, who drives the lane, missed the layup. Rebound pulled away by West Salem. 11 minutes to play in the first half. Healy, left side, hands off to Carr, top of the key, back to Healy, right side. Healy will drive, splits two defenders, bounce pass underneath for Mischlig. Yeah. That's up and good.
Finally.
Landon Mischlig, the sophomore off the bench, pulls them within two. Panthers, Pirates, 16-14, Pirates lead. Right side, Hake pump fakes. Now we'll shoot the three ball. Got it to go, did Owen Hake. Make it 19-14. Pewaukee can fill it up, Dennis. Oh. Wow, they can score the rock.
Hake's players played very well during the stretch run here for Pewaukee.
Oh, and Henderson with one of the prettiest turnaround jumpers you'll ever see. Unbelievable. Back the other way. Here's a three for Mom. Chilovich! Hey, Dennis, anything you can do.
I can do better.
22-16, Pewaukee in front of West Salem after trading three-point shots. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Henderson will pull a three. Left wing off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled away by Momchilovich of Pewaukee. Gives it up to Janowski, who will take it up for the Pirates. Right side of the floor over the 10-second line. Janowski gets a screen, works it down, right side, step back, long two, yes! How can you stop Nick Janowski, the Nebraska commit? 16 of Pewaukee's 24. Unbelievable. Zimbraconda's Prep Mania brought to you by the GRB Academy. Baseball. For the serious player, the GRB Academy wants to be part of your plan to reach your potential all year long. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000-square-foot facility, complete with 14 batting cages and a 6,000-square-foot weight room. Personal lessons are available year-round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the Midwest for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information. 9 minutes, 40 seconds to go in half number one. Janowski 16, West Salem 16. Pewaukee leads by 8, 24-16 the score. Nick Janowski leading the way.
7 of 8 from the floor. Signature shot, fadeaway three-pointer. He does such a great job of getting space, separation from the defender that looks like he's open all the time when he might not be.
Healy drives against Robinson, lowers the shoulder off the rim, got his own miss, laid it back up, missed again. Rebound pulled away by Momchilovich. Janowski brings it up now for Pewaukee. Goes between the legs, pulls up from the top of the arc for three. Off the back of the rim, that one misses. A rare miss so far in this one for Janowski. Halfway through the first half. Pass underneath, back out now for West Salem. Henderson controls top of the key, working against Janowski. Spins middle of the lane, lost the ball. Picked up, though, by Carr. Carr stops below the free throw line. Now gets it back out left wing for Henderson. Henderson crossing over, looking, stopped, gets rid of it finally to Healy. Healy works against Robinson. Again, lowers the shoulder, drives the baseline, fades away off the glass. No good. Rebound, Momchilovich of Pewaukee. He's got four boards already.
Looking to make this a double-digit lead.
Osterman. Nope. Goes right side for Tuchenko. Tuchenko gives. Janowski. Pump fake. Gets fouled.
It's a good job there. A little acting maybe on the hit, but made sure that he tried to get the ball up in the air. Gets to go to the line.
Janowski's at line shooting two.
Janowski goes to the line. As the foul goes on Nathan Carr.
84% free throw shooter here this year.
Yep. 100% so far today as he makes the first. Both of them good for Janowski.
Timeout on the floor.
There's your media timeout.
Indeed, and we'll take it right alongside with them. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
...26-16. It's a 10-point Pewaukee lead with 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play in half number one of this Division II semifinal. Alex Strofe, the Dean of Area High School Sports. Dennis Semra on hand with you in our broadcast booth here at the Kohl Center in downtown Madison. It's been the Nick Janowski show, man. The Nebraska commit has lit it up in this first half. 18 points. So much so, Dennis, that we're only halfway in, or a little bit over halfway into the first half of this game. I have already looked to see what the individual game scoring record is in Division II. What is his career high again?
46.
Guess what the Division II state scoring record is by an individual?
47.
Nope, 46.
46.
By John Diener of Cedarburg back in 2017.
That's right. I was here for that one.
What weren't you here for? All due respect.
Tennessee 51 last year for St. Joe's.
How about a steal there by Janowski, who goes coast to coast, reverse layup, no good. Oh, man, he hits the floor hard. He's back up, though. Henderson comes away with it for West Salem. He's going to try to go straight to the rack. Spins in the middle of the lane, floats one up, bounces off the back of the rim twice. No good rebound. Janowski flips it forward. Farah drives out to Robinson. Wide open three ball, no good. Rebound by Henderson of the Panthers. Back and forth we go. Here's a drive by Sullivan. Layup on the right side, up and good. Nice speed shown there by the senior, Joe Sullivan.
Excellent work there.
Janowski at the top of the key. Works it right side. Momchilovic. Momchilovic back to Hake, top of the key. Hake inside to Momchilovic on the right block. Backing down is Mandilliber. Momchilovic back up for Hake. Now top of the key for Farah. Farah brings it in. Now back up for Hake. Hake drives. Left-handed. Layup no good. Not enough on that one.
Ooh.
Rebound pulled down by Sullivan of West Salem. Back the Panthers' direction now. Sullivan in the right corner. Gets a screen. Brings it back top of the key. Right side of the floor. West Salem working from our left to our right as we view it. Sullivan goes out. Henderson top of the key. Against Janowski. Back left side for Dilliber. Dilliber stops at the free throw line. Pops it to the right corner. For Henderson. Back to Dilliber. Top of the key. He drives with the right hand. Layup is up. Layup is good. Nathan Dilliber. Way to battle through some contact. Make it a six-point game just like that. 26-20 with 6.5 to go in the first half.
Hey, Dilliber just a sophomore.
Janowski passes right wing for Momchilovic. Three ball good.
His second of the game.
Luka Momchilovic now with 8 points. Momchilovic, Janowski of 26 of Pewaukee's 29 as Healy drops a floater on the other end. 6 minutes to go in the first half. 29-22 now. Janowski drives. Layup up. Layup rolls out. No good. He gets his own miss. Follows it up with a make. 20 points now for Nick Janowski.
On pace.
Sure is. Henderson drives the baseline. Almost stepped out of bounds. Got rid of it, though. Back top of the key, Healy. Healy backs down his man Robinson. Fades away. Nice shot by Kyle Healy. 9 points for Healy now. Leads the way for West Salem. 31-24. Pewaukee still in the driver's seat.
Healy, a state doubles tennis champion. Used to be an under pressure here. Janowski up. Picks it up. Picked up a little bit of trouble. Yeah, there you go.
Timeout.
Pewaukee will use a 30-second timeout on the floor. We will take a...
Good call, Coach.
Actually, no, we won't. We will keep it here with 5:09.
That was a good call. Offense a little stagnated right there. You pick up your dribble too far away from the hoop. That's going to happen. So a little timeout here. Again, you'll lose a timeout, but 4 media timeouts each half. You got plenty of time. A lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, you sure do. Pewaukee hanging on to a nice lead, though. 7-point lead, 31-24. They've led the whole way. Thanks to Nick Janowski. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists.
Well, we had the triple-double watch for Knipple in the first game, and could be for Janowski.
Needs
but,
a couple more assists to get there. Yeah. For a couple more steals, because I believe he has 2 of those as well. Just 1 steal.
Fans don't care about the triple-double. They want to see 50 points.
Yeah, you're right. It's a little bit more exciting. Hosterman left wing controls for Pewaukee. Kicks it inside at the free throw line for Momchilovic. Works it down to Janowski. Back out for Momchilovic. Another 3-pointer for Luka Momchilovic. His 3rd. 11 points for him now. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from outside.
Brother Milan had a very good year at Iowa State.
Sure did. Freshman season for him. Back the other way. Wes Saylor with a 3 of their own. Nathan Dilliber. Dennis, I once again sing, anything you can do.
I can do better.
Janowski dishes, left corner for Osterman, pump fake, he drives, kicks right corner for Momchilovic, thought about a 3, pump faked it, found a man underneath, up and good for Tyler Tuchenko. Sophomore off the bench with his first bucket. Keeps this a 9-point spread, 36-27.
Tuchenko had a game with 7 threes here in the playoffs.
Bounce pass underneath. Henderson works it out for Pontius. Out of Henderson in the corner. Underneath, a nice pick and roll. Oh, man, pick and pop more so. But, Pontius unable to come up with it. Goes out of bounds. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take one right alongside with him with 4 minutes to play in the first half. Pewaukee leads West Salem 36-27 right here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Four minutes to go in the first half of this Division II state semifinal between Pewaukee and West Salem, the 2 and the 3 seed respectively. The 2 seed on top, Pewaukee leads 36-27 with the basketball working. From our right to our left, Carson Osterman controls for the Pirates. Bounce pass to Nick Janowski at the top of the key. He flips it to the right corner for Isaiah Robinson. Robinson goes back out. Hake will take a 3 of his own. Rattles in, and oh boy. Thought that one was going to fall out. Ball don't lie, though. It falls. 12-point lead now for Pewaukee. 39-27. Healy drives, kicks out for Sullivan, who drives now inside, stops at the Big Ten logo in the middle of the lane, works it back outside for Henderson. He pump fakes a 3 as he gets it back to Sullivan. Now to the right corner for Pontius, who pulls the 3, airballed it. Rebound picked up by Hake of Pewaukee, and he's going to speed across the 10-second line on the right side of the floor. Works it back left side. Robinson's wide open for 3.
There
yes, sir.
Robinson
was just waiting for one of those to fall. He's a 34% 3-point shooter. That's his 28th make of the year from outside.
Yeah, first points.
Indeed. Back the other way. Oh, boy, a 3 from Healy's way too long, and the Pewaukee fan section certainly let him know he airballed it.
Pontius, now number 11, switched off on Janowski last couple of possessions. It is definitely by committee there. Everybody's got to say they had him at least for a couple of minutes or a couple of rotations.
Well, for any Badgers fans listening along with us, they are on to the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament with a 70-61 win over Northwestern. A.J. Storr scored a career-high 30 points in the win. Bucky's back, Dennis.
They are. It's great to see the shooting, but again, turnovers, too many threes, just not being able to hit them. But, boy, were they on fire from three-point range yesterday. So I think it's back. I think part of it was the bench. You got Blackwell. And Gart gets ripped on recruiting. Well, you're not getting this guy, that guy. He's had somebody on the all-freshman team 3 years in a row. Blackwell could be a starter for a lot of teams, but with the rotation they got right now, it's got to start, I think, next year.
I think you're right.
Got to find
that.
A way to get him in the lineup more. And that's the problem. Asigian, would love Asigian, but there's only so many minutes. And you got to, you know, when you got Store and you got Blackwell scoring, so very good.
I was happy to see, though, that Asigian announced he would not be transferring.
That shows a lot of class. He's going to stick it out. He's got a great following here. Fans love him. And he could go down as one of the most beloved players. And if he starts hitting those threes, oh, my God, that's a missing link for the Badgers.
No doubt.
One or two more threes in some of those games would have made a difference. So.
Yeah, they'd make a difference here for West Salem, who trails by 15 in this Division II state semifinal. 42-27, Pewaukee.
They came in with 1,001 attempts, 35 threes a game.
Wow.
They attempt.
Here's Hake for three for Pewaukee. That one no good. Momchilovich with the big body. Steals away the rebound. It steals away 2 points. 13 for Momchilovich now. Back the other way. Henderson. The 17-point deficit. Floats one up. Got fouled on his way to the rack. I believe that will go against Momchilovich. Actually, it'll go against Nick Janowski. It's his first. Only the second foul on Pewaukee, only the fifth total in this first half. 2:23 to play.
I was doing a double take. Did I miss a foul here somewhere? No. Wow.
Henderson misses the first off the back of the iron. Remains a 17-point Pewaukee lead, 44-27. Made the second. It's Tamarian Henderson. 7 points for him now. I think Pewaukee's got revenge on the mind, knowing Wisconsin Lutheran punched their ticket to the state title game, a team they've lost to twice this year, Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
As Henderson called for the block against Janowski.
When Pewaukee was moved to the Madison area sectional, that set up the dream matchup for state. Again, Wisconsin Lutheran 3 years in a row losing in the sectional finals. And that took out a little bit of frustration during the season, but those two don't matter. The one that matters could be tomorrow.
True that, my friend.
But even though conference titles are pretty nice to have.
Would you rather have a state title or conference title?
Pewaukee won four in a row. It's a good start.
True that, as Osterman knocks down the triple on another assist from Nick Janowski, his fourth.
It's the eighth three-pointer made here for Pewaukee.
And a 19-point lead to show for it. Henderson fades away high above the free throw line. And a tie-up underneath, I believe a foul will go against Momchilovich, or it could just be a jump.
Just jump off.
Just a jump, got it. So we'll stay with West Salem here with a minute 43 to play in half number one.
All of a sudden, we got a 19-point lead.
Inbound to Henderson, who just floats one up. Missed the shot, though. Momchilovich with another board, his sixth. Osterman speeds it.
13-1 run over the last couple of minutes here.
Janowski controls on the right wing now after receiving the pass from Osterman. He gives it up to Robinson, top of the key. Left side, Hake for three. No. Ricochets out. Long rebound picked up by Mischlig of West Salem. Healy will bring it up.
Oh.
Throws up a three ball after a spin move. Got it to fall. Kyle Healy showing up in the big moment. Averages about 16 points per game. He's got 12 in this first half.
That was a long range.
Yeah, it was. That was a college three. Robinson in the corner. Drives the baseline, kicks back out for Osterman, no good. Hake with the follow-up, missed that. Momchilovich picks up the rebound, but that's stolen away by West Salem. Healy brings it across as we go under a minute to play in the first half. Healy fakes the three, passes to a cutting Mischlig. He missed the layup. Rebound again by Momchilovich. His seventh now. 13-7 for Luka Momchilovich. Janowski comes to a pit stop, top of the key.
And a foul on the baseline there.
Indeed.
Fouls on West Salem, number four, Nathan Carr. His second.
Nathan Carr, that's his second foul. Inbound to Janowski on the right wing. Swings the elbows, working against Henderson. 25 seconds left. He fades away. Shots up off the front of the rim. That's no good. Here come the Panthers in transition. Carr on the right wing. Hands off to Dilliber. Splits two defenders. Ball's loose on the ground. Osterman pulled it away. Pewaukee with 10 seconds. Ball in the hands of Janowski as he passes half court. Left side of the floor. Goes behind the back. Spins at the free throw line. Floats one up as he falls to the floor and in as time expires. Nick Janowski, 22 first half points, has Pewaukee in the driver's seat, 49-31 at the break in this Division II semifinal.
It wasn't as dramatic as the three for Knippel at the end of the first half of the first game, but it was an even. That was a horse shot.
No doubt.
That was a trick shot. Just threw it up off the glass, nothing but net.
The Superman layout indeed. 49-31, your halftime score. We'll take a look at the box score and preview what's to come in the second half. Coming up next, this is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania right here on ESPN.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Halftime of our second Division II state semifinal between Pewaukee and West Salem. The back-to-back-to-back state champs certainly looking the part in this one against three-seeded West Salem. The Pirates lead by 18 at the break, 49-31 the score. It was all about Nick Janowski in that first half, Dennis. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. I will officially declare it. He is on triple-double watch.
Yes, he is. And it made 8 of his first 9 shots, now 9 of 14. There's been defense by committee on him after his initial start. Who's been on him so far? Healy, Henderson, Dilliber, and Pontius. That's 4.
That's by committee, but it hasn't really worked. 22 points for Nick Janowski. Luka Momchilovic, the other Pirate in double figures. He's got 13 points and 7 rebounds, so I'll officially declare that. He's in double-double watch probably within the first 5 minutes of the second half. 3 rebounds away for him.
Yeah, he averages 12 points a game and ends up in the first half with 13. So he's just having a great game.
Kyle Healy on the West Salem side leading the way with 12 points for Healy. Impressive first half for Pewaukee. 1 point short of 50. That means they're on pace for 98?
Well, both teams averaging the 80s, so, yep. Pewaukee can fill it up. We'll see. Defense wins championships. Who's going to lock down in the second half? We'll find out.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award, which started back in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community. Visit ruralmutualinsurance.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. Halftime score, Pewaukee 49, West Salem 31, 18-point Pirate lead at the break. Still 18 more minutes to play to determine who will face undefeated Wisconsin Lutheran in tomorrow's Division II state championship game. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, allow stations to identify themselves when we come back. Second half action of this Division II state semifinal right here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Man.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, the Division II state semifinals here at the Kohl Center in downtown Madison, alongside the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau. Alex Strofe on hand with you. The 3-time defending Division II state champion, Pewaukee Pirates, certainly looking the part. They lead by West Salem, the number 3 seed, by 18 points at the break, 49-31. Your halftime score, thanks to, in big part to the Nebraska commit. And if I'm not mistaken, Dennis, the Mr. Basketball runner-up, Nick Janowski, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists for Pewaukee.
Yeah, I'd say you look at the field of the final 6 And in a lot of years, Janowski would have been Mr. Basketball. We did co last year, but he did not like to do co. It ends up that I think Bomsilovic in the tournament would have been better, but Kinzinger deserved it. He had a great year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Janowski, for him, he isn't, all he cares about is winning. Now, you talk to Coach Burkemper, just like his coach, the W is what matters, playing with his teammates. Right now, they're 9 for 15 from three-point range. And for a team, West Salem, that's averaging 35, they've only taken 10. They're 3 of 10. So they're going to have to come out firing, I think, from long range to try to get back in this game.
Division I state semifinals coming up tonight. The great Hunter Vaughn, the great Steve Collins will have you covered for that one. Our coverage begins at 6 o'clock ahead of the first semifinal between top-seeded Arrowhead. Fourth-seeded Nina, the game two of the night. Number two-seeded Kettle Moraine takes on third-seeded Marquette 15 minutes following the conclusion of game number one. Again, our coverage starts at 6 o'clock.
Love to have Steve part of it. We'll see him tomorrow for the finals for D1 and D2, but you know where he'd rather be.
Right coaching on the sideline, but we're a fine alternative, no?
Yeah, thoughts. He lost his dad after a couple weeks ago, and was watching him. He's a great guy, and Steve's a little bit of a mourning, so glad he's up joining us.
No doubt about that. As Owen Hake misses an opening three-point shot. Janowski gets a rebound, and he is fouled on his way back up. So Janowski going to go to the line just 15 seconds into this second half for Pewaukee, again, who leads by 18, 49 to 31. Janowski, 22 first-half points. I got to say it, all-time state record in Division II in a game, 46. And with that free throw, Janowski's halfway there with 23. How's that for math, Dennis? You've got to be impressed by me.
Very good.
I've come a long way in the 3 years we've spent together. Both of them good for Janowski. 24 overall for him now to 20-point Pewaukee lead, 51-31.
Having too much fun today, aren't we?
Me and you? Never. Me and you.
Oh, this is awesome.
The heck you talking about?
The only better place to be is right at the scores table where I'll be tonight.
Well, that's offensive. I would think this is a better spot for you. You get to hang out with me, darn it.
Well, from a viewing standpoint.
Whatever,
I
Dennis.
I like in the middle of the action. I want you down there with me. I'd like to do a game at courtside with you.
I would like that, too. However, has your wife ever told you the expression, put down the shovel?
Yes.
Call this true. That moment for you as Pontius goes to the free throw line after being fouled. The free throw rattles out. The foul, by the way, called on Owen Hake. That's his first and the first on Pewaukee.
They only have two in the first half. Is that right?
I believe so.
Wow. That's incredible.
They get the offensive board on the miss, and Henderson knocks down a triple there. Long two for Henderson. Really long, too. I thought that was a three.
Missed the free throws, get the layup. Or sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Offensive putback.
Pontius called for the foul on the other end. That's okay. His second. Remains an 18-point game after the long two there by Henderson, their first bucket of the second half. 17-11 to play. 18-point Pewaukee lead. Pewaukee now working from our left to our right in the all-white uniforms. Momchilovic controls top of the key, hands off to Janowski on the left wing. Janowski spins, kicks to the left. Wow, what a pass that was. Wide open man right wing is Hake. He shoots the three, got his own miss long, lays it up, misses the follow-up. And now a tie-up underneath the hoop. And they will call it a jump ball. No, they call it a foul.
Oh, I was going to say great effort. Follow-up, missed shot. Foul again for the tie-up, but he gets called with a foul.
Tyler Tuchinko is in for Pewaukee.
Who'd they call that one on? That one goes against Owen Hake, so his second in about 20 seconds of game time.
Well, he didn't put it up on the board.
The foul is on Pewaukee number one.
Oh, they did. There it is now.
I'm just smarter than some people, Dennis. Show me some respect, would you? I saw the hand motions.
Well, so did I, but that doesn't mean anything up here. They fool us sometimes.
That's true. I've been fooled once or twice already today.
That's why I like being at the table, because the officials come right
can
at you.
Can you put down the shovel?
Yes. What?
Say you like hanging out with me better.
Down there.
Say it.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I like hanging out with you.
Sullivan drives for West Salem. Ooh, right-handed layup back to the hoop on the left side. Got it to fall. Nice layup there by Joe Sullivan. He's adjusting midair.
He's got an interesting shot. His left leg drops back. The right half of his body kind of rotates when he releases the ball. That's something he's really worked on his shot the last couple of years. Scott Lados, his son Peter, was a grad. Very good scorer last year. Really worked with him on that shot.
Here's a three-point shot for Osterman on the Pewaukee side. That's no good. High rebound pulled away by Pontius of West Salem. And here come the Panthers looking to get back into this thing. They trail by 16. Here's a three ball from Sullivan left side off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Healy. Healy sets things back up for the Panthers offense. Healy drives middle of the lane, kicks to the corner. Pump fake by Dilliber in the left corner. Dilliber goes back top of the key for Sullivan. Sullivan crosses over, working against Tuchenko. High floater, no good off the back of the rim, but another offensive rebound here for West Salem. Healy with a really long three. That doesn't fall. Finally, Momchilovich able to grab a Pewaukee rebound. Back the other way now, Tuchenko. Backing down his man, kicks top of the key, Janowski, and he's fouled by Henderson as he was really looking to quickly transition from catching to driving.
He's got an awesome first step. He gets that.
Dawson Farah and Owen Hake came to the game for Pewaukee.
15-16 to go in this one, and a 16-point game. Pewaukee leads West Salem. And that's Henderson's third foul, Dendis. Something to keep an eye on. Only 9 points for him. I say only. He averages about 19 a game. Here's an open shot for Tuchenko in the right corner. Rattles around and falls. Tyler Tuchenko now with 5 points off the bench. Brings it back to a 19-point Pewaukee lead. Right wing Sullivan. Drives with the left hand, kicks left wing. Here's a three from Dilliber looking to get back into this. That rattles up, no good. Momchilovich falls, lost the board, picked up by Dilliber of West Salem. And here's a drive by Healy. Layup on the left side, no good. Henderson got the rebound, and he's fouled on his way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Just can't buy a basket second half here.
He fouls at number 23, Luka Momchilovich. His first 13 foul to Marion Henderson at the line for the Panthers.
Yeah, West Salem now 3 of 12 from three-point range.
Henderson's first is good.
Double digits of 10.
That's math by Dennis right there, man. I see you. Second from Henderson up. Second from Henderson good. 10 plus 1 is what, Dennis?
11.
There it is. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one right alongside with him. 14 and a half minutes to play. Pewaukee leads West Salem 54-37 in this Division II state semifinal right here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
'54-37 Pewaukee in front of West Salem in this Division II state semifinal alongside the legendary Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semra. I'm Alex Stroff.
Speaking of semifinals, Badgers in the Big Ten semifinal, first time in 5 years.
Has it been that long?
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Since 2019, wow. Well, 2020, I guess it got canceled, right?
Good for Coach Guard. I'm really happy for him.
Me too. I'm a pro guard guy, as I know you are as well. I think he gets a lot of unfair criticism. Maybe some of it fair, but I think he's a really good college basketball
coach. I've seen so much bad basketball in the field, also in the Coastal
Center. Right.
I enjoy the moment. I enjoy our players.
Sure.
But the bar has been set. The bar is high as it should be for football and basketball at the school now. Oh, turnover. Nice.
And, man, Tuchenko. The cameraman got hit again, that time by the body of Tuchenko. If you were with us last game, he got smoked by a ball in the first half of that one.
Hope he's got his insurance paid up.
Yeah, he's going to take some workers' comp for championship Saturday, I think, as a foul called on the baseline on the West Salem side. Poor cameraman.
He's on a rolling chair down there, too. He's like, roll out of the way.
Taking the impact. Got to get those angles for the TV crew, man. Foul was called underneath. We'll see who that's on once it comes through on our behind computer as the inbound. Oh, man, tipped out of bounds. It was into the hands of Henderson. Went off his chest and out of bounds. Goes back to Pewaukee, who leads by 17. Foul, by the way, was on Owen Hake. That was his third for Pewaukee. Fourth on the team in this half. 14-20 to play. And another steal by West Salem. Bounce pass left side for Carr. Layup is up and good on the left side.
His first points.
Indeed.
We got a time. Nope. We got a foul.
That was quick. It was on Healy. It's his first. Healy leading the way. No points yet here in the second half. 12 overall, though, all in the first half for Kyle Healy, who leads all West Salem scorers. Although Henderson picking it up here a little bit in the second half. He's got 11 overall. Far pass to Farah. No pun intended. Bounce pass to Tuchenko. Back to Farah. The pump fake got two defenders to jump on the left side, and he lays it in. Dawson Farah, only 5'11". But a man's layup on the left side. Back the other way now. Here's a drive by Healy. Lays it up on the left side. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Isaiah Robinson of Pewaukee, so we'll stay with the Panthers.
Osterman checking back in for Robinson.
Still a 17-point lead for Pewaukee. 56-39. Kick to the corner. Here's a three for Dilliber. That goes off the front of the rim, no good. That's rebound eight for Luka Momchilovic, one away from the double-double with 13 points.
0 for 4.
Janowski to the rack, floats it up. Too much on that one. Not high off the glass enough. He misses it. Quick rebound and into transition for West Salem. Here's a long three ball for Carr. That's no good off the back of the iron.
0 for 5 this half.
Rebound by,
wide
open underneath is Farah, but he was quickly covered up on a long pass from Janowski. Two bodies on the floor, ball on the floor, and a foul will be assessed. Right in front of our teammates doing social media for us down there, Dennis, Claire, and Quinn, who are running the social media channels at ESPN Madison for us this state tournament. They're sitting right in front of that. They were almost part of that, but they don't have as bad of luck as the cameraman on the other side of the hoop from them.
Claire on the right, Quinn on the left.
You got it.
All right.
Look at you go.
We got some great interns.
We do. .1303 to play. Another dead ball.
West Salem fouls on number one to Marion Henderson.
And the foul will be called on Henderson. Oh, boy, Dennis. That's his fourth with over 13 minutes to play. And West Salem's leading scorer and only returning starter will come out of the game.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Todd Sommerfeld, Lacrosse Tribune sports editor. Gave me some good stuff on West Salem here. Really proud of the boys this year. He said, yeah, Coach Wagner is awesome to work with. He used to be over at GET. It's his third year. He said, I picked a great time to come out of retirement. Third straight time to state.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's had a big part of it, though.
As Janowski drives off the glass right side of the hoop. 26 now for Janowski. Leads back to 1958-39.
Been quiet. Now, again, with this lead, he's not going to be scoring as much.
Been quiet. He's 26 points.
Yeah, right. First field goal in the second half, though.
That's true. It was a fadeaway from Healy. Misses another board for Janowski. That's number seven for him.
Yeah. 26-75.
Janowski flips it to Osterman, left side. Goes back to Janowski, top of the key. Works against Carr. He pulls up from three. Does Janowski rattles around. Doesn't fall. Ball is loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Baginski, who's checked in for the first time for West Salem. And the other way, floater missed by Carr. Rebound again by Janowski. That's number eight, and he's fouled on his way across the 10-second line. Kyle Healy was just called for his third foul, and that's the seventh on West Salem, which means we're in the bonus, shooting 1-1 for Pewaukee.
12 minutes left.
12 minutes and 4 seconds.
Pewaukee averaging 79 points a game. I think they're going to get there at this rate.
Yeah, with 58, he missed it. Rattled out. I thought that was going to fall. And now we go under 12 minutes. So we go across half court for West Salem, right side of the floor. Here's a handoff to Carr, who's fouled by Janowski.
Fouls on number 25, Nick Janowski is second. Team's fifth.
Janowski looking at head coach David Burkemper. with some fond memories here in Madison. A former Badger is coach now here, fourth year in a row. Pewaukee at State. They've won the last three state titles in Division II. Here's a turnaround J from Healy, middle of the lane. No good. Rebound, Momcilovic. Believe that will be his 10th. And it will be. Double-double officially for Luka Momcilovic, but a turnover for Pewaukee. Here comes Sullivan to the rack on the right side. Lays it in and fast break. 58-41 now with 11.5 to go. Janowski slowing down the tempo for the Pewaukee offense. He's double covered, swarmed, kicks to the right corner for Momcilovic. Wide open, Osterman on the right wing, shoots the three. That's no good. Rebound by Dillaber, West Salem. Kick left corner. Here's a three on the other end for Carr. That's an air ball. Rebound, Momcilovic. Number 11 for him now. As Janowski, again swarmed, picked up his dribble. He's got to get rid of it. Looks underneath for Momcilovic, who's open underneath the hoop. He gets it, floats it up, and floats it in. Another assist for Nick Janowski.
Nice footwork there inside, too.
26-8-6 now for Nick Janowski. 15 points and 11 rebounds for Luka Momcilovic. Two-man crew. Here's a three-point shot from the right wing for Nathan Carr. He misses that. Here's a floater on the offensive rebound, or after the offensive rebound, rather, for Healy, but he missed it off the front of the rim. Janowski drives, kicks to the corner. Here's a three for Tuchenko. Good! His second three of the night for number 33. 8 points overall, and now the largest lead of the night, 22 points. 7 assists, 9 rebounds, 26 points for Nick Janowski, who leads the way for Pewaukee. Before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina, the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chile, their famous chips and guacamole, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of their locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at pasquale'scantina.com. Bring the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest. Pasquale's Cantina.
Tuchenko, his second three at 7 in the sectional semifinal win over Wauwatosa West. That was a great game. Kai Rogers, another Mr. Basketball candidate for next year. Wisconsin's had him on the list for a long time. Tuchenko had 24 points. He came in at that game averaging 7 points, and he made 7 threes.
Jeez.
How do you defend that from a scouting report?
You don't.
Expect maybe a few, but 7?
Yeah, you don't. Here's a layup up and no good for Henderson, but fouled on the way. Was that Janowski again? It sure was. So Janowski with 3 and Hake for 3 for Pewaukee. Henderson with 4 for West Salem with 10:06 to go.
And Healy with 3, I believe, as well.
You are correct on that. Good catch.
So a couple of guys here.
Henderson at the line. First one up. First one good. Nothing but net for Tamarian Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson, 12 points, 3 rebounds.
Henderson's second free throw off the front of the rim. That's no good. Rebound by Momcilovic, and he'll bring it up for the Pirates. Right side of the floor working against Henderson. Momcilovic will hand off to Janowski now. Janowski blows past his defender on the right wing, now pulls it back out. Top of the key, Farah. Right side, Osterman. Osterman back to the top of the key, Tuchenko hands it off. Now to Osterman, who drives inside the three-point arc. Hands off left side for far outside the arc. He'll dribble. Crosses over. Now kicks to the left corner for Momcilovic, who pulls it back out to the wing. Now will drive the baseline against Henderson. Spinning against him on the left block. Floats one up. Noah block called. Henderson just fouled out with 9.5 minutes left. Tamarian Henderson just fouled out with 9.5 minutes to go in this sectional semifinal. And he slowly makes his way to the bench with a look of utter disgust on his face.
That was a tough call. He could have called Tuchenko for the shoulder there on offensive foul, but the referee didn't think that Henderson was set. Got to be set there.
Henderson fouls out with 12 points. Tied for the West Salem lead, and you got to feel bad for the guy down 21 points. Getting emotional over on the bench, knowing he can no longer create an impact on this game as West Salem's leading scorer. Yeah, Momcilovic is at the line shooting in the 1-1.
Headed to University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Momchilovich sinks the first, so he will get a second. Now 22. He can make this the largest lead of the afternoon with 23 for number 23. Second one off the back of the rim, no good. Lead remains at 22. Kick right side. Here's a three-point for Mischlich. Mischlich misses the three. Long rebound picked up by Pewaukee. Here's a kick to the corner. Osterman stolen away by Pontius. Pontius gives it up to Sullivan. Sullivan kicks it way forward to Healy, who's running in transition. Floater off the back of the backboard in and good for Kyle Healy. Long floater. 14 points for him, but first bucket of the second half. Makes it a 20-point game. Pewaukee 64, West Salem 44, 8:48 to play in this one. Janowski crosses over, steps back, shoots a long two, sinks it.
There it is.
28 now for Nick Janowski. One rebound away from a double-double, three assists away from a triple-double.
Healy had a team high 19 in the sectional final win over River Falls, so he's going to have to pick up the scoring slack here, but could be too little too late here. Down 22 here, 8 minutes to go.
We saw a 7-point comeback in 27 seconds yesterday. I'm never saying never.
The three, they get hot, but
and
right
Sullivan,
now.
Sullivan, yeah, misses another one, but an offensive rebound pulled away by Mischlich. Now underneath, here's an open look for Pontius, who lays it in on the right side, his first bucket of the night.
Yeah, making the layups, but that's now 9, 0 for 9, second half, 3 of 19, 3-point shooting for West Salem. When you look at what they came in, shooting 32%. Ugh.
Janowski with another assist there on the bounce pass to Farah, right side of the hoop, up and good for Dawson Farah. That's his first bucket as well. Back the other way now for the Panthers. Healy controls on the left wing, working against Hake. He splits two defenders, bounce pass underneath.
Got a foul.
The foul is on Pewaukee, number zero, Dawson Farah, his first, team seven.
Yeah, shoot free throws both ways the rest of the way.
That foul number seven on Pewaukee.
Kyle Healy, in free throw shooter, 1-1.
Kyle Healy going to the line for West Salem here, down 22, as Dennis just mentioned. 7.5 minutes to play. Healy in the 1-1. First one is good. 15 points for Kyle Healy now.
7 here.
And second off the back of the rim, but a lane violation will be called. We're going back to Pewaukee way. Excuse me, a foul will actually be called. It's on Landon Mischlich.
That would go the other way to shoot.
And yeah, Momchilovich will go to the line. This will be their last foul in the one-on-one. That's the ninth team foul on West Salem with 7:37 to play. As Momchilovich's first is up, and that one is nothing but net. A message during this postseason broadcast from the WIA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Misses the second, back the West Salem way. A floater up, no good from Pontius, and the rebound pulled away by Hake of Pewaukee, who hang on to a 22-point lead. Janowski crosses over at midcourt, kicks right side. Wide open, Robinson for three. That's no good, but an offensive rebound picked up by Osterman. Back to Robinson at top of the key. Janowski, who drives to the left hand, steps back at the top of the arc. Now steps back again, pulls the trigger on the threes. Fouled on the three-point shot. He'll go to the line shooting three. Will Nick Janowski looking to get over to that 30-point mark if he makes all three? Well, really, he could get to the 30 point mark by making two. He's got 28, 9, and 8. Oh, my God, what a stat line, Dennis.
Yes. Incredible. 28, 9, 8.
Make it 29 as he makes the first of three.
Just like his rival, Con Knipple. Knipple, 85% from the line coming in. Janowski, 84.
My goodness.
All three.
Made all three. 31 points now for Nick Janowski. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take one right alongside with him. 7 minutes, 4 seconds to play in this Division II state semifinal. Pewaukee. It's all about Pewaukee over West Salem. 72-47. It's Zimbrick-Honda's presentation of Prep Mania.
This is Zimbrick-Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Back to work in the Division II State semifinal. West Salem hits a three out of the break. Landon Mischlig, indeed. He's got 5 points now. It's 72-50. 22-point Pewaukee lead. 6:40 to play. Bounce pass underneath. Kick to the corner. Momchilovic will pull a triple. Another one good for Momchilovic. Still hasn't missed from outside. 4 for 4 now for Luka Momchilovic, who's got 23 points and 12 rebounds. West Salem back on offense now.
They're shooting 79% from three-point range.
Unbelievable. And West Salem shooting what, Dennis? 4 of 20? That's 20%.
They're taking 50% from three-point. 12 of 24. Yeah, and 4 of 20 now for West Salem.
Nick Janowski, I was just about to point this out, Dennis, but before I could, is already checking back in. He was out for a total of 24 game seconds.
Here's the timeout, and one series, get a little blow.
Yeah, right back in. 25-point Pewaukee lead. Here's a shot from the line. Up no good from Carter Pontius. And the rebound picked up by Nick Janowski. There's the double-double. 28 points, 10 rebounds. He's got 8 assists as well. Falling in the middle of the lane. Gets it to Momchilovic in the corner. Kicks right side. Here's a three for Tuchenko. Yes! His third triple of the second half. Has him at 11 overall. Tyler Tuchenko providing off the bench. Another three for Pewaukee. Sullivan goes behind the back, kicks top of the key. Here's a three for Mischlig. Banks are open on Friday, especially at 4:30, and they are there for Landon Mischlig. Another three for him.
They were 0 of 9 until he came in and hits back-to-backs.
Kick to the corner. Momchilovic will pull a three from the corner. That rattles out no good. Ball goes out of bounds, I think, off of West Salem, and it will stay with Pewaukee.
Pewaukee, 1 3-pointer away from it. Their season average of 81 points. And Janowski, 2 assists away from a triple-double. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists.
The WIA salutes the thousands of student-athletes.
Phenomenal.
Indeed. 5 minutes, 34 seconds to play. A timeout on the floor. Gives me a second to check the all-time record books, because I feel like Pewaukee's got to be knocking on a few. The most three-point field goals made in a game by a Division II team at the state tournament is 16. Kakana did that back in 2018. You might remember a guy by the name of Jordan McCabe.
Oh,
Dennis.
My God. McCabe.
That was his senior year.
West Virginia.
They went 16 of 36. Right now, Pewaukee is 13 of 26, shooting 50% from outside. This would be the state record in three divisions, Division I, Division IV, and Division V. Stevens Point made 11 in 2015. Ron Colley would tie the record, 13 back in 2018 as well. And Newman Catholic, it says, did it in 2029 with 10. I would assume that means 2019.
2019, yeah. That's a typo.
Racine Lutheran did it in 2012. 2029,
eh?
Are you telling me the WIAA state tournament is scripted? 78-53, Pewaukee in front of West Salem with 5.5 minutes to go.
In 5 years, they will.
Could you imagine, Dennis, if that comes true? Owen Hake gets the inbound, makes the layup from the left block. Another bucket for Owen Hake. 8 points for him now. West Salem turns the ball over. Another steal by Nick Janowski. Behind the back pass! Oh, man, he missed the layup to Dawson Farah. That would have been the triple-double. Janowski gets it back. Kicks to the corner for Hake. Triple-double hello for Nick Janowski. As Owen Hake knocks home the triple, Nick Janowski, the Nebraska commit, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists in this state semifinal. And back on the other end, Joe Sullivan knocks down the jumper. Still a 28-point Pewaukee lead, though. Hake will drive. Kicks inside Momchilovic, who fades away, gets rid of it to Tuchenko in the corner for three. That's no good. 4.5 minutes to play, 28-point Pewaukee lead. Here's a drive and a foul against Healy. Well, for Healy, rather. He'll go to the line. I believe the foul will go against Owen Hake. That's his fourth.
Pewaukee, only four losses this year. They were swept by Wisconsin Lutheran. Lost to DePaul Prep down in Illinois. And then to DePere, D1, who we thought was going to be coming back until Arrowhead got some revenge for the state title game a year ago and knocked them off.
Yeah, in the sectional semifinal. In the sectional final. Couple of sectionals reshuffling, Dennis. We mentioned it a bit earlier, but for anybody just joining us, Pewaukee, who looks like they're going to roll to their fourth straight state championship game appearance, will take on Wisconsin Lutheran. Previously, the last 3 years, Pewaukee beat Wisconsin Lutheran in the sectional final. They ended up in different sectionals this year. Therefore, they will, I think we can probably say, will be meeting in the Division II state championship, or let's say will likely be meeting. Hodd has checked in for the first time for Pewaukee. Janowski kicks to the corner for Hout, and Hout turns it over. Here comes West Salem. Bounce pass underneath Sullivan. Layup is up and good. Nice take by Joe Sullivan.
8 points, 13 in the second half, 8-13 overall, Sullivan.
Indeed. Here's a kick to the corner. Three ball from Tuchenko rattles out. No good. Pewaukee, I think, might know the state record. They've got 14, 16 to tie. Back the other way. Here's the lay-in. Really a finger roll for Mischlig. Pulls it within 22, 83-61 with 3.5 to play.
Four in double figures. He's had a great second half, two threes.
West Salem looks like they're going to make almost a full platoon swap, by the way, as Davis, who's checked in for the first time for Pewaukee, pulls a three from the corner. That's no good. In transition, West Salem floaters up off the backboard. No good. And a tie-up as two guys went up for the rebound.
And I got a line change here both ways.
I believe so. It was George Davis who went up for Pewaukee and was fouled. He'll go to the line now. Foul goes against Hudson Hendrickson.
George Davis.
Shot is up and rattles out. No good for Davis. He remains scoreless, and a bunch of substitutes coming in for both sides with 3:21 to play in this 22-point Pewaukee lead.
Time to go to the rosters.
That was a joke for me and you. As Davis makes the second, makes it a 23-point Pewaukee lead. How about Nick Janowski? 28 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists to lead the way for Pewaukee.
And he's still out there.
I imagine not for long, as that pass tipped in the air by Janowski falls out of bounds. We'll stay with West Salem on the right side of the floor, right in front of their own bench. Right side, Kaiser. Connor Kaiser will drive. Kicks it right side for Alex Clements. Clements backing down his man. Middle of the lane. Kicks it out to Sam Stenberg. Stenberg in the corner will pull the three-point shot. Got it to go, Sam Stenberg. Nice shot by Stenberg, who just checked into the game. Cuts the lead to 20 with 2:45 to play, 84-64. Osterman to the corner for Momchilovic. Back to Osterman on the left wing. Looking for Janowski, gets it to him, gives him a screen. Janowski drives, kicks right side. Robinson for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Momchilovic. Osterman's wide open for a triple. Yes! That's the 15th made three for Pewaukee. They are one short of tying the Division II state title, or state record, rather.
I think it's time for the
It's the
bench.
Second most ever.
Here we go. Time to clear the bench, so they will not get it unless...
Why don't they pull it through? There's 2.5 minutes left. Somebody's got to tell them.
They're going to give.
They've got
chance.
The second most threes ever made in a state tournament game right now.
They're going to give one of their.
They can tie Kakana's record with one more.
Well, they're going to give one of the reserves a chance to do it.
I'm gonna yell to him, Dennis. I'm going to take off my headset and let him up.
Shoot a three.
Milwaukee's got to. Records are meant to be broken, Dennis.
Yeah.
And, like, the Kohl Center's clearing out. People aren't realizing they're about to witness history.
Well, Salem came in averaging 35 threes a game. And Wisconsin Lutheran shot 32. Who would have thought, right?
Unbelievable. I mean, the rate at which they're shooting these, though, Dennis, they're shooting 47% from outside, 15 of 32.
That's nuts.
I mean, tell you why they're up by 23 points? Two answers. Nick Janowski, triple-double, 47% from outside.
Six different players, too, have shot threes.
Wow.
Well, hey, they get the record. It'll be some guy off the bench. Hey, I helped us get the record.
Hey, bragging rights. Somebody's got to tell them, Dennis. Yes. I'm concerned they don't know. All right, back to work for Pewaukee, who gets a steal on the defensive end. Royce Burr will bring it up. Burr, double cover, gets rid of it. Gives it left side to Hout. Connor Hout passes right side now for George Davis. Davis is trapped. Trap defense here from West Salem. They're going to have the opportunity for the three. Shoot it.
No,
here's a drive. Now back up top. Here's an open look. No. Davis will drive back out. I think they're just hanging on to it, Dennis. Jordan. Dennis, I'm gonna go to the press conference after this game and ask if they knew.
It doesn't matter to Coach Walls, trust me.
Where are they doing the press conferences this year?
Media room where the Badgers normally is.
Okay, gotcha.
Same one.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, here's a shot from the left side. Up and good for Stenberg, his second three for West Salem off the bench.
There's a thrill.
That's awesome for him. Stenberg, a senior off the bench. It's two threes. Although it's late and you're trailing by a lot, it's a great memory for sure.
West Salem, great.
Here's a drive by Davis, left side. No good on the layup. Follow-up, no good, but a foul call.
A lot of people thought, okay, you graduate four starters, two great players playing in college. Are you going to get back? Coach Wagner said, yeah, we thought we were going to get back because all these guys out here played against a great senior class that got back-to-back state tournament berths. And a lot of people didn't know about them.
Right.
They didn't know about Sullivan and Healy and Pontius and Dilliver.
Absolutely.
They knew about Henderson. But it's been a great year for Coach Wagner. Outstanding performance, first-class team. And to make it to state 3 years in a row and to move up a division and do it, that's something I'll always remember.
Stenberg just got taken out his senior year after making those two threes. And he's all smiles despite the loss here in the state semifinal. Free throws are good there. 89-67 now the score. 22-point lead for Pewaukee.
Yeah, that was Samaji Petzold with the two free throws.
You got it, Dennis. Nice job. Under a minute now.
Name of the book.
89-67. Here's a cut and a look. Outside, three-point shot up. No good for West Salem. It was number 24, Drew McConkey, on the shot.
Somebody else get their name in the book. Foul.
Indeed. Who's going to go to the line? Be number 30. It'll be Brennan Anderson, the junior guard, that will go to the line here.
And Petzold picks up a foul, too. Hey, doing his job. Make sure he gets in the book.
And he does. Sinks the free throw.
Gotta love it.
But you're right, Dennis, right? I mean, despite a big loss, you got here. So even if it's two free throws like he just made, Anderson just made, it's an awesome memory. Obviously, he'll have the opportunity to get back as an underclassman. Here's a drive by Hout.
It's like the Brewers have the high school players can play in the field. You never watch a major league game.
He's open.
The same.
Oh, man.
They're never going to watch a Badger game the same, knowing that they were on this floor.
Hand off top of the key. 25 seconds now for Pewaukee, and I imagine they'll run out the clock. I would love to see him shoot a three. Oh, foul call underneath. He was going to shoot the three from the corner, Dennis. I want to see history. 20 seconds left. I think we're running out of real estate in order for a state record.
Yes.
I know it's a blowout, but I think they would understand. Like, I don't think it's disrespectful. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'll get off my rant. As the free throw is up. Oh, man, it rattled out. That's Connor Hout at the line for Pewaukee. Back in for the Pirates is Royce Burr with 20.7 seconds to play. And he missed them both, did Hout. Rebound West Salem. They've got a man running in front of the pack. That's Anderson. Anderson spins, floats it up. Oh, he's blocked away by Burr. Burr comes away with it. 10 seconds to go. Shoot the three. Ah, no, they're not going to. 5 seconds. Time is running out. They got a look. Do it. He shot the three. Three is up off the back.
Oh, he missed it.
Almost for state history. Pewaukee, for the fourth year in a row, is headed to the Division II state championship game, looking for revenge against their arch rival, Wisconsin Lutheran. Conference rivals will meet tomorrow night in the Division II state championship game. Undefeated Wisconsin Lutheran, three-time defending state champion Pewaukee, go head-to-head, toe-to-toe in tomorrow's Division II state championship
game. So what's the best conference in the state in Division II, the Woodland West?
I would say that's a fair answer. After what we saw today, a total blowout win for Pewaukee, 89-69. We come back, we'll take a look at your Stoughton Trailers final haul as we wrap up Division II coverage right here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Oh, boy. Third time's the charm. The third matchup of the season coming up tomorrow night in the Division II state championship game. 29-0 Wisconsin Lutheran will take on the back-to-back-to-back defending Division II state champion Pewaukee Pirates. The rivals in the Woodland West Conference. There's star power all over the board. Nick Janowski going to Nebraska next year for Pewaukee. Con Knipple, Mr. Basketball, who was honored at halftime of this Pewaukee-West Salem game, headed to Duke next year. We'll go toe-to-toe one final time tomorrow in the Division II state championship game here at the Kohl Center. He's the Dean of Area High School Sports, the great Dennis Semrau. I'm Alex Strofe with you at the Kohl Center. Time now to take a look at the final haul for today's game, brought to you by Stoughton Trailers. Since 1962, Stoughton Trailers has been a family-owned and operated business with competitive wages and excellent benefits, plus growth and advancement opportunities. Stoughton Trailers is an exciting place to grow your career. Join the collaboration, innovation, and dynamic team atmosphere at Stoughton Trailers, with positions now open in production, finance, sales, operations, engineering, supply chain, and more. Go to stojobs.com to apply today. Stoughton Trailers, big opportunity. Dennis, let's start with the winning side, Pewaukee. It was all about Mr. Triple-Double, the Nebraska commit, Nick Janowski.
Yeah, Janowski, 28 points, 10 boards, 10 assists. And then Luka Manchilovic, 23 points, 13 rebounds. Great game. And also with 11 points, Tyler Tuchinko had three threes off the bench. And 11 points for Owen Hake in the starting lineup. Four in double figures.
15 threes is tied for the second most ever made by a team in a state tournament game. 15 of 33 from outside did the Pirates shoot in their 20-point victory, 45.5% from outside. Dennis, if you shoot 45.5% from outside,
you got to win.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say.
Easily.
A really good effort by West Salem. The back-to-back runners-up in Division III move up to Division II this year, Dennis, and they get back to the Kohl Center for a third straight year.
That's Kyle Healy with 17, led the way, four in double figures as well for West Salem. Joe Sullivan with 13. Tamarian Henderson had 12, followed out with 9.5 minutes to go. And Landon Mischlig off the bench, 10 points, a couple of threes in the second half. Unfortunately, from three-point range, they just couldn't buy the basket, so they missed their first, I believe, nine in the second half. And for a team that had averaged 35 three-point attempts, they finished up 7 for 25, 25%. Not enough to get it done against a team that's going to try to be the third team to win at least four straight titles. First in Division II. It's never been done in Division II.
Wow.
It was Randolph and Whitefish Bay Dominican has five. That's the most.
Incredible. That's a good stat from the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semra. Alex Drove with you for a few more minutes before we wrap up our coverage from the Kohl Center for 1 hour. Hunter Vaughn, Madison Memorial head coach, the great Steve Collins, will be with you beginning at 6 o'clock for coverage of Division I semifinals. But, Dennis, I want to wrap up talking about Division II. 53 years ago last week, there was a fight at Madison Square Garden that I don't think promoters really had to sell. It was Frazier versus Ali. Yeah. Joe Frazier versus Muhammad Ali on March 8th of 1971. On March 16th of 2024, I feel like we've got Frazier Ali coming up tomorrow night in the Division II state championship game. The back-to-back-to-back state champion Pewaukee Pirates in Division II take on the 29-0, led by Mr. Basketball, Wisconsin Lutheran Vikings.
Yeah, the number one team in the state, Wisconsin Lutheran, number two in the state, Pewaukee. We got the matchup. I've been looking for it all year long. Ever since the brackets came out and Pewaukee was moved over here, we knew that those teams were not going to have to meet in a sectional final. The last 3 years, Pewaukee had the upper hand and won three state titles. Wisconsin Lutheran believes if they would have been here, they would have won those state titles. They were that good.
Did somebody say that, too?
Yes, they believe that, yes.
Oh, that's a juicy scoop right there.
They had to go through Wisconsin Lutheran. Those teams respect each other so much.
Oh, for sure.
It's incredible. Wisconsin Lutheran and Pewaukee. And you only, again, Coach Walls said this, and Coach Burkemper, that being able to play each other and the conference competition they have during the year. I mean, we talked about that, the record that Pewaukee has done, or what Wisconsin Lutheran has done this year. Look at, you know, the teams they've beaten. It's just been incredible.
No doubt.
You look at 6-0 against Arrowhead and Nina. They beat once each. Pewaukee twice. Thomas More. And they beat Glendale Nicolet.
Right.
Not a better field. So they have a better resume than Pewaukee. But Pewaukee is the top dog, and they are number one until somebody knocks them off the perch.
Let me tell you what we got coming up for you tomorrow is four of our state championship games are now set. One more to be determined tonight in the Division I state semifinals. We start our coverage beginning at 9 a.m., a special edition of Saturday Tip-Off. Join me and WKOW's Pablo Iglesias from 9 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. We're talking college hoops as the Badgers punch their ticket to the Big Ten Tournament semifinal tomorrow against Purdue. And then we'll lead you up to pregame coverage of the Division V state championship game. Jesse Nelson and Adam Mertz have the call of that one. Columbus Catholic takes on Abundant Life Christian. Then it's Division IV. Mike Tronson, Tim Haldeman, who reffed a game today, will be on the call of that one. Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic takes on Mineral Point off that epic comeback last night. Then it's on to Division III. Jesse Nelson back in the booth with Mike Padol. That matchup is between St. Thomas More and Lakeside Lutheran. Then it's Division II. You get me. You get the Dean, Dennis Semrau. You get Steve Collins as Pewaukee and Wisconsin Lutheran go toe-to-toe. And we wrap up our coverage. Dennis, Steve, and Hunter Vaughn, who are here coming up in an hour, will have you for Division I coverage. A big thank you to our engineer back at the Everlight Solar Studio tonight, keeping us on the air, making us sound good, the young, the handsome, the wonderful, Riley Yauch, keeping us on the air tonight for your Division II state semifinals. Partner, we got one more tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Great, and we've got the number one Columbus Catholic, a number one seed, St. Thomas More, number one seed, Wisconsin Lutheran, and the number four, got to be the Cinderella tomorrow, Kenosha St. Joseph. Got to see what happens. They're going up against Mineral Point with the comeback of the ages last night.
Looking forward to more coverage coming up in an hour right here on 100.5 ESPN. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.